heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. And on this show, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys, and we'll dig into the Bible, and it's all intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, or maybe challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear the Word of God today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. We'd like to start the program with a scripture reading, and we're diving into the book of Acts. I love this in the New Testament. So this is right after Jesus has been crucified. We have a resurrection, and the apostles are meeting with the resurrected Jesus. This comes from Acts chapter 1. It goes like this. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Again, that's Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. I love that verse. We're going to talk about it on today's program. Want to let you know we have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please check it out. Leave us a comment. And if you have any prayer requests, we would love to pray for you. Leave us a comment on the website, and we will be praying for you no matter what you're going through. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest is Father Nick Redman. We'll be right back with Father Nick in just a moment. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend, my favorite priest, Father Nick Redman. Father Nick, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for accommodating us. Our listeners love it when you jump on with us. Thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you. It's a great honor to be able to join you, and I love it when I get to have a good chat with you. It's always a lot of fun.
Well, I'm going to dive right in. I have so many questions for you now that you are the priest. And for our listeners, will you let them know how long that you've been ordained now? I've lost track.
Just over 4 months. I'm a brand new priest. So if I say something is wrong, then you can blame me for just not having enough experience yet.
Hey,
a lot to learn.
We're all about grace and forgiveness on this program, so don't even worry. But again, I've followed your faith journey. A lot of our listeners knew you when you were teaching at Albemarle High School or refereeing local youth sports. And so we love the fact that, God tapped you on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I've got more for you." And the fact that you didn't ignore that call. Maybe I'll start there with my question. Maybe first one is, did you ever, once you kind of got that sense from God that he wanted to do more with your life, did you ever Did you ever hesitate? Did you ever doubt? Did you ever wonder, gosh, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, you know, I mean, when I got that smack upside the head back June 2011, and it really was a smack upside the head, and, you know, it happened thousands of miles away, had people praying for me. I didn't even realize they were praying for me. When all those things happened, there was one thing after another, after another, after another. Over the course of several weeks and even months, when it became clear and I was praying, and it culminated in this true sense of peace when I was praying about the ways that God might, you know, the plan that he had for me, I had this overwhelming sense of peace. And that from that moment on, and that was actually in the monastery out in Crozet with the nuns out there who make cheese, I was out there praying, and I just had this sense of peace that this is what God wanted me to do. And honestly, ever since then, it's been no looking back. I've just felt just so blessed. It's been blessing after blessing. And it's just like, it's humbling too, because I know I'm such an imperfect person. I've got, you know, so many faults, and beyond just the faults and when I screwed up calls when I was a referee. I mean, just, you know, we're all sinners, and yet he, for whatever reason, he asked me to do this, and I feel like God has prepared me for it, and I'm incredibly blessed. And so it's really been no looking back and no hesitation. You know, every now and again, yeah, just like anybody, you know, like a little glimpse of like, oh, is God really real? You know, that kind of thing, a question, that sort of thing. But all I have to do is go back to these moments, these different moments when God just made himself so clear to me that those sorts of doubts that I think are normal that anybody might have, they just disappear in an instant.
That's
a blessing.
Let me ask a question about when I read the Bible sometimes, and last week on the program, we were in 1 Peter chapter 5, and I was telling the listeners, you know, I've read this chapter many, many times now, and all of a sudden I get to, I think it was verse 10, and I get to this verse that I've read many times, but all of a sudden that particular verse jumped off the page at me, and I spent really 2 weeks kind of marinating with this verse. It talks about, my paraphrase of it, basically, the Apostle Peter is saying that after, and he's trying to encourage others that are going through suffering, and he says, after you've suffered a little while, God himself, through Christ himself, will complete you, and Christ himself will strengthen you and confirm you. And it was really a moment reading that passage where I was able to kind of connect the part about, you know, you have the suffering piece, but then you have this incredible encounter with Christ that brings this strengthening and completeness and confirmation. But my point where I'm going with this, Father Nick, is that as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about Peter, who himself seemed to have, he had a lot of challenges in his life. You know, I mean, he was no, you know, perfect, you know, when Jesus was picking his team to follow him and to build his church, you look at Peter and the mistakes that he made. And so where I'm going, this is the longest question I've ever asked before, but where I'm going with, does reading in the Bible about real people who've made mistakes and yet Christ and God through Jesus strengthens them, and does that give you a little extra boost of courage that, my goodness, I mean, look at what Peter went through, but look at what God did with him.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know, I love 1 Peter 5. I mean, so many things about it. I mean, Peter, yeah, it's just the typical, you know, fallen human being, denied Christ 3 times, and yet he was chosen to be the first of these leaders of the church, and one of the things that one of the little sayings I've heard people say, I think it's really true. It's so clear that our church is divinely led, because if it wasn't, it would have destroyed itself 2,000 years ago, or, you know, I mean, it might have lasted a little bit, but it wouldn't have lasted as long as it has. And, right. You know, I really think it's true. I mean, the Lord takes imperfect people like you and me and Peter, and he does amazing things with us, you know, and it's so clear that it's beyond our own power as humans. In our natural state, we couldn't do the things that Christ is asking us to do, and unto death. And Peter was right up there, you know, unto death. He died in Rome, preaching the good news. And in a way, all of us are called to do that, but we couldn't do that on our own. You know, Christ is with us, completing us. The Holy Spirit, you know, God is allowing us to do superhuman things with these mere mortal human bodies that we have, and it's truly, I mean, it's a miracle.
I have another story about Peter that I think about frequently, if you don't mind. It's that Jesus is with his disciples in Caesarea, and he asks them kind of open question. He says, "Who do people say that I am?" And then, you know, some say, "Oh, you're John the Baptist." Other people say, "You're Elijah." And then he looks at him, and again he says, "Okay, but who do you say that I am?"
You say that I am. Yeah. Okay.
And so Peter steps up. He steps up big, and he gets this divine revelation from God, and he says, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And Jesus is like high-fiving him. Sorry, this is my version of the story. They have this bro hug right there. And then literally just moments later, according to the Bible, Jesus says, "Okay, guys, well, here's how it's going to go down. I'm going into Jerusalem. I'm going to be arrested. They're going to do really nasty things to me, and I'm going to be killed on the cross." And Peter pulls Jesus over, and he says, again, my version, and he says, "Hey, Jesus, you're kind of freaking everybody out with this whole crucifixion thing. So can you just kind of lighten up on that?" And what does Jesus do? Right after the huge bro hug that he gives him, he says, he looks at Peter and he says, "Get behind me, Satan.
Get behind me, Satan." Yes.
I mean, back to back, when I look at that and I listen to that story, I'm like, I love Peter because, you know, he experienced the highs and lows. And I guess, you know, there's hope for all of us if God can do what he did with Peter. I guess that's a long...
Well, I mean, if you think about Peter, I think we can all place ourselves in Peter's shoes. Mm. You know, let's say you had your best friend and you're buds with him, and you're going around doing awesome things, and then your best bud says, "And by the way, I'm going to need to get arrested and die." And you're like, "No, you're silly. No, we're doing great stuff here. No, that's crazy talk, you know?"
Right.
And then Jesus, you know, the best friend, he's like, "No, I'm serious. Don't even, you're talking crazy talk. I'm talking the truth.
Yeah.
Get behind me." You know, it's like, you know, Peter, we can all identify with that way of thinking that Peter had.
Mm.
And yet I think that's precisely why Jesus chose him, because we all can share in that. We
yes.
all can share in that, that true humanity.
Yeah.
You know, John was his beloved disciple.
Yeah.
And he never made any mistakes. I mean, he made a little here and there, but he was the great, you know, but he didn't choose John. He chose Peter.
Yeah.
You know, it's really something.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have Father Nick Redman on the program. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more questions for Father Nick. Please stay with us.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Well, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my favorite priest, Father Nick Redman, is with us. Many of our listeners know Father Nick. He was a local teacher at Albemarle High School, and he refereed a lot of local athletics. God tapped him on the shoulder, said, I'm going to do something incredible in your life. And Father Nick has dedicated himself to the Lord. He's been a priest now for 4 months, and he comes on this program. And my mother loves listening to you, Father Nick. So thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Mrs. Gaffney. How are you?
Yeah, she and her friends at Westminster Canterbury, they like to tune in. And,
that's great.
And she
Hello
brings a crowd when Father Nick's on the show. I want to go now to the book of Acts that we referenced in the intro of this program. And let me set the stage if you're just tuning in. So in the book of Acts, it's right after the resurrection of Jesus. And so Luke, the gospel writer of the Gospel of Luke, is also writing Acts. And it picks up right at the end of the Gospel of Luke, rolls right into the book of Acts. And so here we are. Jesus is resurrected. He's with his disciples. And he's 40 days he's with them before he ascends into heaven. And he's having these encounters with them. And again, I love the humanity of this, Father Nick. So the disciples are all excited, and they're with Jesus. And I don't know if it references who asked the question, but one of them says, okay, so are we now going to stick it to the Romans? Again, sorry for my paraphrase. Are we going to stick it to the Romans? And are we going to get freedom for Israel now? Jesus, are we ready? Are we going to do it? And Jesus essentially says, hold on now. I want to tell you about something even better, because you're going to receive the Holy Spirit, this gift that I've been telling you about, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You want this freedom. You want this military victory. I'm going to give you something actually much, much more valuable, and it's going to change your life forever. So, Father Nick, talk to me and our listeners, if you would, just in a general sense, the Holy Spirit, kind of how that works, what it means to you, kind of living with the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Can you just kind of just touch on that for us?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that the Holy Spirit is power. You know, there's lots of ways you can define the Holy Spirit. Obviously, the Holy Spirit is God. And some say, you know, the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And that love is so strong that it forms. It becomes its own person of God, of the Trinity, of the Holy Trinity, and that love is what comes down upon us. You know, when we are filled with that love, when we're filled with that Spirit, then we are given a power, a supernatural power, to go and do amazing things in this world. You know, to change the world. And again, on our own, we wouldn't be able to do these things, but with God's power, with his love, with that Holy Spirit in us, we can then go and do amazing things. And it's not like, you know, like, oh, I'm Superman, but it's actually even better. I mean, it's like I've seen it time and time again in my short little priesthood of 4 months, where God's love, that Holy Spirit, has been able to heal people at the deepest levels of their being. You know, it's just like, And like tears flow, and you can't even help it. But it's like, you know, because here's the fact: we're all walking. We're kind of the walking wounded out here. You know, all of us have our own hurts, our own sorrows. You know, things that have happened in the past. You know, that hurt us, and we're really hurting a lot. You know, and we yearn for that healing that really only God can give, and it's that love of God, the Holy Spirit, which can enter into those parts of us that are the most broken, the most hurt, and can heal them, and, you know, and really restore us into who God wants us to be. And he wants us to be filled with his love. He wants us to go and love others. And when we're filled with his love, there's no room for hate. There's no room for lashing out. There's no room for anxiety. There's no room for fear. We're just full of his love, full of his Holy Spirit. And so all we can do is love others and, you know, forgive others. And, and, you know, when that really takes root in, an individual, it's life-changing. It's truly life-changing. And that's how the world changes, because individuals change. I change. You change. We all change. One by one, we can change the world. And it's not really us who's changing the world. It's Christ changing the world. It's his Holy Spirit changing the world through us, in us. And it's wonderful, you know, how it all happens.
You know, as I was listening to you talk, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is Father Nick Redman. Father Nick, as I was listening to you talk about this divine love, I immediately went in my mind to a chapter that the Apostle Paul pens that many of our listeners are familiar with. It's the chapter that's read at marriages and weddings. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I wonder, you know, when I heard your description there, Father Nick, I never really kind of put the two together, but really what you're describing is that divine love that Paul puts pen to, where love is patient, love is kind, it doesn't boast, it keeps no record of wrong. When I read that for about the 50th time, that this divine love keeps no record of wrongs, like all the times you've been wrong, Father Nick, sorry, you probably have never been wronged. I guess I still have a little bit of my list left in me, but this divine love talks about that I mean, when the Holy Spirit comes and resides in you, that you now have this divine love about you, and you got to get rid of the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that divine love, like, again, if it's just purely human love, and like humans can love, and our love is good. It comes from God, but it's not the perfect kind of love that is only God's love. And so we can't will it in ourselves. What we need to do is ask God for it, and then he will give it to us. And he will fill us with that divine love. On our own, we won't be able to forgive our worst enemies. On our own, we are going to keep lists. But with God giving us that divine love, with that gift, it's really a gift. When we receive that gift, we are able to somehow let go, and we're able to somehow forgive. And it doesn't happen on our own. We have to ask God for that divine gift, and he will give it to us. And then we, of course, have to accept it. You know, sometimes God gives, and then we refuse. That does happen. But we have to ask, and then he will give. And of course we hear in Scripture, you know, if he doesn't quite give, then keep on knocking, you know, keep on asking, and he will give. He always gives. It's not because because he loves us, because we're persistent, and you know, we keep bothering him for it.
That's good stuff, Father Nick. I'm also reminded, you know, the Apostle Paul has penned some amazing books and chapters in the New Testament. And in the book of Colossians, he talks about Christ in us, the hope of glory. And in the book of Philippians, he says, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm sort of trying to make this connection between you know, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit come residing, living inside of us, and what happens as a result is this massive transformation.
Yeah, you know, and you know, of course, I'm Catholic, and as a Catholic, we believe that Jesus truly comes into us body, soul, body, blood, soul, and divinity into our body through the Eucharist. And it's not just a spiritual reality. It is a physical reality as well, where Christ comes into us, and then little by little, we become more like Christ. Christ comes full stature in us because we receive him, because we receive his body, blood. And that's what he says, this is my body, this is my flesh, this is my blood. And we receive that, and that truly transforms us. We can't do it on our own, like I said before, but he does the transformation in us. And then we become more who we were meant to be because he is growing in us. We must decrease so that he may increase in us. And it's powerful, and it's all God's power. It's more powerful than we can imagine.
Well, Father Nick, we are wrapping up the show today. It's always so awesome to have you on the program. And you need to know that last time you were on, I just want to mention this. Last time you were on the program, you talked about the patient love of the Father. And I just want you to know that that has had an incredible impact on me, because I've been really just kind of pondering that and enjoying that and embracing that. So I want to thank you for that gift that you've given to me and to all the listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, the Lord, he speaks through you so often, and he speaks through me. He speaks through so many people, and it's not because I'm so great. I'm not. I'm far from it. It's because I've just said, okay, you speak, Lord, and I'll do what I can. But yeah, it's really a great honor to be able to just be a little part of all of this.
Well, Father Nick, you've been a blessing to me, so it's my turn to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thanks for being on the show, Father Nick.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Thanks. All the best to you.
All right.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need.